Well, kia ora, hello and welcome to the Coast Vineyard Podcast. Whether you're a regular or a first-time listener, it's so good to have you listening in. We hope and pray that wherever you may find yourself at today, that the message that you're about to hear would be helpful for your journey of faith. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's message. Hey, if we haven't met, by the way, my name's Stanley, one of the pastors here, and it's my privilege just to introduce our guest speaker for today. As many of us know, we've got Tawhiti Little John, who's come to share with us, and we're really excited to have Tawhiti come. And so from Kaiwaka Revival Centre, and I don't know about you, but for actually a number of years, I have heard tidbits of what God is doing in and amongst the community there. But anyway, so a few months ago, Matt reached out to Tawhiti, and there was just this connection made, and it just really felt like a bit of a God thing for us to invite him to come and speak and to share. And so we've just said, come and share what's on your heart for us, and we're going to be blessed by it. So Tawhiti, come on, why don't you come and join me? I'd love to pray for you. Go on, let's welcome. Huge Coast Vineyard, welcome. God, we thank you for this man. God, we thank you for the anointing on his life. And Father, we pray that as he shares, as he opens his heart to ours, that we in turn would receive what you have for us. So anoint him in this moment, Lord God. And we pray over his church, Lord God, and everything that you are doing in amongst them. God, bless them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Ko te tuatahi ka tuku whakawhetai ki te rongarawa me ona manaakitanga ki runga ki a tātou. Ko te tuarua e mihi ana ki a koutou, e tū ana ki roto ki ngā tapuai, kei tēnei atua, tēnā koutou katoa. First of all, just glory and honour to our Lord, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And I just wanted to bring honour to this house and to all of you. And what I said briefly in the reo was, stand on the sacred footsteps of our God who's predestined our pathway for us before we were born. So I just send you blessings and greetings also from our church, Kaiwaka Revival, about 50 minutes away. If you blink, you miss it. So we're right at the place where before the Brendoans, where you got to turn off and go around, but we have a secret goat track where all the locals know, where we just go cut through the Brendoans. If you've got a big four-wheel drive, you go sideways around there, and then you get around the Brendoans, and then it's far quicker than going the Waipu way up to the north. Greetings again, my name's Tawhiti. Come from Kaiwaka. That's our beautiful church there. I have a beautiful wife, three beautiful children, and it's always such an honour and privilege for me to come into the house of the Lord. I just want to honour your guys' pastor, and thank you so much for inviting me here. You're taking a bit of a risk to invite me here. Usually at churches, you get to know somebody, and you find out a bit of backstory, and your pastor rang me, and he says, hey, we'd like you to come, and I was like, hey, you don't really know me. But he says, I just feel it's a God thing. So it's only by the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord that I'm here. And I saw your theme about prayer, and I come from a house of prayer. The Word of God says, my house would be a house of prayer. I was raised by prayer intercessors in their 80s, so I'd never really gone to the youth group or done those great things. I was always around the camp of prayer in the presence and the fire of the Lord. We are seeing a move of God in our region, just like God's moving everywhere, but I can tell you it's preceded by prayer. Prayer precedes every move of God. Prayer sustains every move of God, and prayer brings increase to every move of God. Your pastor messaged me during the week and said, can you share your testimony? I was like, okay, my testimony. My testimony is a little bit different. We all got a testimony about how we came to the Lord, and our mind's kind of a perspective from where I come from. I'm from Ngāti Whātua, Te Uri Ahau, that's my tribal people, and we were a people, and we still are a people who are seers in the Spirit. In Māori, it's called matakite, you see in the spirit world. So how I came to Jesus was a number of years ago, I was a session drummer. So I spent 14 years touring in music, playing pop music, rock music, reggae music, funk music, all the different styles of music. I grew up in a small town, and so when you're in a small town like me, all you can do is play music or play rugby or grow drugs. That's probably the three options in a little country town. We don't have all the amazing things you have here in Orewa. We've got cows, we've got sheep, we've got all of those sorts of stuff, four-wheel drives, fishing, hunting. And so I was like, man, okay, rugby, keep getting injured. So I'm going to pursue this music career.
So from a young age, I started practicing the drums, and I was kind of holding myself back during worship. I was like, man, I can share about my story, or I could just show them how I used to practice the drums. But I used to practice every style of music, jazz, funk, rock, reggae, so that when the day came to get a call to play music, I'll be able to do any gig, any style. And so I did that. I managed to play a lot of music, tour the country. I toured for 14 years without a break doing music. It was an amazing lifestyle. It's amazing lifestyle when you don't know the Lord and you don't know anything about a righteous life. So I was living that life thinking that, man, this is all good. I love doing this. And I remember being like 13 years old, sitting down and imagining that I was playing in front of thousands of people. I did that. I traveled all over, played in front of thousands of people, but still I had this emptiness in my spirit, in my heart. And so what happened, I went back home to the place where I grew up called Karamiramu. Anyone say that word, Karamiramu? Wow, very amazing. So this is a small place on the Kaipara opposite our marae. And I went back home living this fast sort of lifestyle. Went back home just to get a breather and just to reset myself. And while I'm sitting there thinking about my life, anyone had this thought, what am I here for? So I was just like, what am I here for? I'm doing this music thing, but it's not really doing it for me. I thought that it would fill my heart, but it's not. So while I'm thinking, what am I here for? Jesus walks into my room and he says to me, follow me. And me being just a typical country boy, country Māori boy, I grew up in a house on the country with no power, with candles, coal range, eating fish from the kaipara, and most days having no lunch at school. And so I grew up like that, not flash like you fellas here in Orewa. I grew up quite free in the sense that we catch our food. And so me being a simple Māori boy growing up north, I said to the Lord, there's no way I'll follow you. I'll follow you when I'm an old man so I can make it into heaven. That's what I said. I've always just been straight up, black and white, no in between for me. When I follow Jesus, I follow Jesus and that's it. There's no, I'm going to sit on the fence and do this in the world and do this over here. So I've always just been straight. And sometimes I'm so straight up that it gets me into a lot of trouble, especially if my wife's not in the front row give me that look like, hey, man, don't go there. So I said to the Lord, no way I'll follow you, Lord. I'll follow you when I'm an old man so I can make it into heaven. I know about heaven. And I said this, I'm young. I want to party. I want to live a sinful life. That's what I want to do. That's what I said to the Lord. And then immediately this other voice spoke to me. It was a demonic voice. And the screen came down in front of me, right in front of my eyes. And this other voice said, that's right, I will give you all this. And it was everything that a young person would want. Cars, girls, gold, glory, fame, money, all that sort of stuff just came down in front of me. And then this voice said to me, I will get you into heaven at the same time. I mean, that sounds like a lie if you've ever heard it. But me being young, not knowing any different, I said, Lord, that's a better deal. I said, that's a better deal, Lord. Honestly, this is just how the conversation was going. So I said, that's a better deal. I get to have all that and go to heaven. And so things just in my room, it was just a bit of a war going on and tossing and turning. And this is how long it went on for. It was nearly daylight. The sun started to come up. It felt like a few minutes, but it was just this wrestle going on. And then before the sun come up, I saw the cross come down in my room. And then the Lord said this to me very clear, give up everything you see and follow me. Has anyone heard the Lord's voice before? His beautiful, quiet, soft voice. But it was a real empowering, authoritative voice. And he says, give up everything you see. And so I knew what the Lord meant. And I thought, man, I'm doing music. I'm playing in front of thousands of people. I've got all these things and nothing is making me happy. Nothing is taking away this void, this emptiness in my heart. And so I'm like, Lord Jesus, maybe you can take away this emptiness. It was just a maybe you can do this. Maybe you can fill this void in my heart. And so I said this to the Lord. I didn't know about being born again. I didn't know about confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Romans 10. I didn't know all that yet. All I knew was Jesus come into my room and he was speaking to me. Why did he come into my room? Because I don't listen to anyone. So Jesus had to come himself. So maybe if you're praying for your loved ones and you've got that prodigal son, prodigal daughter, they don't listen to anyone and you've been trying to tell them about the Lord or they already know, Jesus will go and he'll speak to them. And I prophesy that in Jesus' mighty name. So I thought this, maybe, Lord, you can take away this emptiness, just maybe. And so I said this, Lord, I'll give it a go. And I meant it honestly with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. When I said I give it a go, that means I lay down everything, Lord. I surrender everything to you. I surrender my career, music, which is my God. All these things, I lay it down 100%. I give you my whole heart. And then in that moment, I was instantly born again. That song, I was blind, now I see, come back to me. I went outside. The sky is so blue. The clouds are so white. The grass is so green. And I had this just desire to want to know who Jesus is, the living God, the God of heaven, Jesus. I want to be closer to you than the air that I breathe. I want to be closer to you because there was nothing that could fill my heart. Money couldn't do it. Music couldn't do it. People couldn't do it. No one could do it. Only Jesus could fill this missing void in my spirit, in my heart. And so I went on a journey just pursuing this living God. And it didn't matter where I was, I would encounter the love of God. I could go to any church or any place because I wasn't searching for people or a word from the pulpit. I was searching for the living God and he would speak to me. And I started to grow. And what God placed in my heart as a young person was the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to have reverence for God and obedience unto him and follow him when other people aren't following him. And it's to follow him when nobody's looking. And so I managed to have this fear of the Lord. And any male out there and you don't cry, you're not a weeper. You're not a crier. So that was me. I was like the person, don't show emotions. The brother said about introverts. I was that introvert sort of guy. Don't want to talk to anyone. And so I was at music school in Auckland, and then I'd go into my shower and then just cry and cry. Because you just never cry, never show any emotions. Because Kiwi men don't cry. We are some of the most heartiest men in the world. No, I'm just kidding. Kiwi men, we need to learn how to open our hearts up so that we can get healed. And so I would go in there, man, I'll just weep and then repent for all of my sins. It wasn't just repentance of like, Lord, forgive me. It was like 6 months of repenting. Lord, I'm so sorry for the people that I've hurt, for the things that I've done. And God just done a deep work in my heart. Anyone here, God's done a deep work in your heart. God is so good. The Lord Jesus is so good. He does such an amazing work in all of us. And I went in this pursuit of the Lord. And so I stayed in the music industry for a number of years after I got saved. And I went in there blazing for Jesus. I tell you, I went in like a missionary to save the lost at all costs. I used my gift of drumming to get into the places where you couldn't get into unless you can play in those sorts of bands. I didn't play in the Christian sort of bands. I played in the worldly bands. And I went in. And I went in with a great commission to preach the gospel. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, preach the gospel. But I would preach the gospel with signs and wonders, laying my hands on the sick and they shall be healed in the name of Jesus, casting out evil spirits in the name of Jesus. So I'd go in blazing for Jesus with the Spirit of God and I'd go and lay my hands, pray for the sick, they would get healed. I would go in and burn for Jesus, and when you go into a dark place, what happens? The light shows up, darkness manifests, light is greater than darkness, darkness has to leave. There's not a problem with darkness, but an absence of light. We need to be the light to go into the darkness, and when you show up, darkness flees when you're empowered by the Spirit of God. So I'd go in there week after week on tour. People would come up and say, hey man, I need to talk to you. And I'd say, who are you? And I'd say, I'm the local drug dealer. I don't know why I'm talking to you. And I say, I know why. You need Jesus in your life. In the name of Jesus, boom, they'll get hit in the place, in the pub, in the bar, didn't matter where it was. Amen. I've never had the concept of just staying in Christianity and Sunday in church. It just hasn't worked for me because my heart is for the broken and for the lost. I come from brokenness. I come from violence. I come from drugs. So where God took me out of, you know, God pulled me back and then launched me forth so that I can go to my loved ones and to my people and to those in this nation that don't know Christ. But you need that fire to kind of get upon you, because without that fire, we're kind of timid. Without that fire, we're like a little lamb. But when you got the fire, he turns you into a lion and you're bold. You have the boldness of Christ. Not my boldness, but the boldness of Christ. Because without Christ, I wouldn't even want to talk to anyone. I wouldn't even want to be up here doing this. I mean, who wants to stand up here and do this? By the grace of the Lord. By the grace of the Lord. Amen. And so testimony after testimony. We'll do music videos and I'll tell the production team, I'm not doing the video. And you're like, why aren't you doing the video? Because I want to go to church. You can't do that. There's a lot of money being invested into this. And we've got our record company, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to do the video because I want to go to church. And so the production company, they'd have to stop the filming because I would refuse to film because I'd say, it's Sunday, I'm going to church. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to church. But it was strategic, you see. I did that on purpose because I knew they would have to have church service on set before they do the filming. So every single person, the film crew, everyone has to come to a church service because I refuse to do it unless I go to church. So they're all sitting there looking at me grumpy, like, hurry up and get this over with. So I get to preach the gospel. And I'm preaching. I'm like, you never know if you're going to die today. You never know your life. Jesus died for you. You want to give your life to Jesus. And with tears, their hands was raising up to the Lord. Get some souls saved in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So there was radical testimony and life-changing encounter. And then what happened in our community was a lot of my family involved in drugs and violence and gangs and all that sorts of stuff. And I had one of my family members coming back from Australia to take someone out. And I don't mean, in a physical way. I mean actually take someone else's life. And so I was on tour, so I showed up at the airport, and I go there, and I say, and I knew if I get there, it's going to just restrict and restrain things because I'm in prayer. So I'm in prayer, and this person's about to do something that's not very good, and they went to manifest and lose their cool, and this person wasn't in a good headspace. But greater is he that is in who? In us, in you. The Spirit of the living God, the resurrection life of Christ is in you. It's in me. And so when this person went to lose it, I just went, peace in the name of Jesus. I whacked my hand on their stomach. Peace in Jesus' name. Poof, instantly that demon spirit of death left them. And then they said, Jesus is real. Gave their life to Jesus. And that one person, we began to see a movement of many others from that world come to the Lord. Another one who was a hitman. And anyone, some of you might not relate to these stories, but this is why I can tell you, your pastor said, share some stories. I'm like, oh, okay, I can share some stories. I can share some stories, but I'll just see how far I go. I'm just sharing the light ones. Because right where, I want to be where the broken is, like where the lost are. That's God. That's, put me there, Lord Jesus. Send me there, Lord Jesus. And so one person was a hitman and doing not good things. And we managed to get them saved. And then we saw a move of God just boom, break out. Because if you want to see harvest in your area, Jesus always went after, I call them the hidden harvesters. The woman at the well, those that everyone had rejected. She had five husbands. Jesus met with her. He spoke with her. She went and told everyone about Jesus. And then she told them, and Jesus spent 2 days with their people. They had a revival there because he was someone who was broken. Then they're restored in the love of God. You get a broken person restored and they will do the damage. They will go out and share the gospel because they will have the mercy of Christ upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I got Brother Jesse there. Maybe give everyone a wave. So when you're on your journey with Christ, take people with you. It's not all about you. Just reach your hand back, get some people, pull them out of wherever they come from. Jump in the car. We're off, brother. We're going to share the gospel. He could get up and share his story, which will blow a lot of people away where he's come from. And you see him up here jumping around, waving his hands. There's a reason why he's waving his hands, because of where Christ has brought him. And there's many people like that in our world. And so what happened, this person who was a hitman, they got their life transformed, and we started to see a move of God in our area. Here's a few testimonies. So in our town, I call myself, like, Kyle, okay, anyone been here? It's so small. It's like the smallest little town. You blink and you miss it. And I call myself the mayor in that town. You can't get past me in that town. Every little community thing, I'm right involved with it. And so I drive around and I'm like, oh man, okay, the people here, your dogs are leaving mess everywhere on the community page. Clean up your mess. Don't mess up our town. So I'm Mr. Mayor in that town. And if you come to that town, you got to come through, and then we release the blessing of the Lord. So we're there, and then I get a phone call. Hey, Taff, can you come down? Someone's had an accident, and they need prayer. All good. Show up in the house. The house is the drug house. Yay, praise the Lord. Isn't that cool? No fear. You go in there with the love of our Lord and Savior, because he loves all people. I get in there, and I heard that one of their family members had gotten too drunk at a party, fell down the stairs, cracked their head, and now they're in the coma. So as I'm going in, I'm like, Lord, what can I do? Like, what do you want to do? And I felt the Lord say, tell them that their brother is going to be okay. That's all I got. So I'm in there, they're listening to their story, and they start breaking down, crying because of their brother who's in the coma, and they just desperately wanted him to be healed. So as I'm just sitting there, listening to them share about their brother, one of them gets up weeping, and he says this, only Jesus can save our brother. I'm not preaching or anything. I'm just going in there. And then they're saying, only Jesus can heal our brother, with tears. And then the whole family's there, and he's looking around at his family and said, Jesus can save our brother. Isn't that amazing? When you're broken, when you're lost, when you're looking for the Lord, you will find the Lord. When you seek him, you will find him. When you seek him with all of your heart. And so I'm sitting here like, Lord, I haven't even shared anything. I'm just sitting here. I'm just here. And sometimes God just wants you to show up and be present and just go to a place, and then God will do the rest. And he's saying, Jesus can heal our brother. So I took the opportunity and said, would you like Jesus to heal your brother? They said, yes. And so I said, well, why don't you welcome Jesus into your family? So as a whole family, they welcomed Jesus in. And they prayed a prayer and said, Lord, come in. And it was powerful. God started touching everyone. And then people are coming in, to get drugs. And so that was my moment. In the name of Jesus, I get to prophesy over them. They're coming in here to get drugs. I'm praying over their sickness. And it was just such a cool moment. I'm just like, thank you, Lord. Because every day we wake up and say, Lord, I surrender my heart to you. Use me today for your glory. And that's as simple as it is. It's all about God, his power, but we just show up. Just turn to your neighbor and say, just show up. You might not go to a gang place or go to these places, but you might have someone in your sports team, in your school, in your business, people that are down, that are carrying depression, that they don't show up, but there's heaviness there. And you go and just love and with kindness, loving on people, and then your impact will be greater than what you can ever think. And in fact, when I was praying for you this morning, I saw many people here who are high achievers, who are out there in sports and in the community. I saw like soccer and business and other areas, and the Lord said to encourage you, you are salt and you are light, and your impact is greater than what you even think, just because you're out there sowing into the community. And I really felt that this church was a church that is holding this whole region together because of who is in this place and how you're impacting others. It's so powerful. Amen. So this story, 2 days later, the brother wakes up from the coma, and his whole face is bruised and damaged, and they said he couldn't be healed. And he wakes up from the coma, and not only that, the Holy Spirit starts to reshape his face. Praise the Lord. Isn't that powerful? And so from this person who invited us in there, gave his life to the Lord, he starts to lead like a movement of the Spirit. And he led more people to the Lord than what our church did and what we were trying to do. We were trying to bring people in. We were trying to do this. And then God touched a person who was the drug dealer. And then God used him to reach our whole community. All of those in that world. And then I'd ask him, hey, what's going on? And he would say, oh, people come in to get drugs and I can't explain it. This fire comes upon me and I lay hands on them and I just end up praying for them. And that's just what happened. Amazing. Many stories like that. But that was all coming out of prayer. It all comes out of prayer. So you've got your prayer here, beautiful. If you connect to that vision and you connect with faith and you step out and you pray all together in unity where two or more are gathered, you would see a mighty move of God's Spirit. He wants to pour out, but he's looking for prayer to be released through you because God's given you authority and dominion. Amen? So prior to that happening, and we've had many movements like that in our region, in our community, there's testimony after testimony. We would pray. Everyone say pray. But we'd pray all night, all through the night, every weekend. Our prayer team's just praying, declaring the power and the love of God. Because we're just a small country town. We don't have much resource. We don't have anything, but we have the Holy Ghost, and that's all you need. So we'd pray, and then God would move, and he would respond. But coming back to a bit of the backstory as to why I saw in the Spirit, my tribe, Ngāti Whātu Tūriahau, we are a tribe that sees in the Spirit. So I come from a long line of seers in the Spirit. Anyone here seen in the Spirit? So that wasn't something that wasn't normal. I had seen Jesus my whole life, but I was just running away from Jesus. I was like, man, I want to get as far away as I can. But in our tribe, in our area, before the gospel came, they had visions of the gospel coming. They had visions of the word of God coming. They were waiting for the word of God to come to these lands. So it was a powerful movement, and I can share many, 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 many more things about that. But I just want to encourage this church and all of you here, you have the Spirit of the living God in you. The Spirit of the living God is the empowerment which helps you to step out and do things that you can't do on your own strength. All we have to do is surrender to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Use me right where I am. And you're never going to be perfect before God uses you. He's not looking for perfect vessels. He's looking just for yielded vessels. We are all a work in progress. God will perfect that in us which he started. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. As long as we put our hand up and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. I believe this church is going to see greater impact in this community and far and beyond. I believe you connect to that, the house of prayer, and the Spirit of God is going to move so powerfully through many of you. And I just really sensed in the room earlier, there's people here that are praying for your sons and your daughters to come home. If that's you, please stand up. If you've been praying for your loved ones to come home and for the Spirit of God to touch them, for Jesus to lead them back, I just felt you in this room. There's more of you here. You've been praying for them. I really felt that the Spirit of the Lord, he's going to answer, today is the day. And he's just going to shift the season because he's heard your cry and he's heard your prayer. And many of you have been praying for a long time and it just becomes, oh Lord, when, Lord? But there are moments where the Spirit of God says now, where the bowl of intercession starts to get poured out. And I believe that the prodigals are coming home. Your sons and daughters are coming home. There's coming a restoration. Some of you are praying for your husbands. They're coming back into the house of the Lord. And the Lord is going to touch many, many. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I just release your kingdom, your fire, and your presence, Lord, to shift in the name of Jesus. Every circumstance so that what they're contending for, now is the time, now is the day for breakthrough for their prodigal sons and daughters to come home in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for your love wrapping around them and drawing them back to you, Lord, right where they are, visions and dreams. Right where they are, grace, Lord Jesus, to encounter your presence. We thank you for every single one of them that is coming home And everyone just say this, Lord Jesus, bring them home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. And also, I'm running out of time, but I'm just going to move really quickly. People getting headaches, and it's in the back of your head, this area here. Is there anyone here that's kind of like a reoccurring kind of like a heaviness? Anyone here? There's you there, but there's more in this room. We want to pray against that today. Headaches. Anyone else? Okay, there's a few more of you. Stand up, because it's a breakthrough right now. Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus. So those that have stood up, the reason why that's happening is because you've been contending and you're at the threshold of where God is launching you from this season into another season. And there always comes a resistance when you're about to step into the new thing that God has for you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every resistance, every power that is trying to restrict or restrain you, and I command every spirit that is trying to hold you down, loosen your hold and lift off. We break you off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I declare the word of the Lord that every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord in heaven, on earth and under the earth, and every power that is trying to restrict you, I break it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ right now. Thank you, Lord. Just move. Anyone need healing in your body right now? The Spirit of God is here. He's healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In the word it says, I send forth my word and it shall heal thee. So in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone with a diagnosis that the doctor said they can't do anything about it, impossible diagnosis, we're going to pray for that. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we reverse, Lord God, the curse, Lord, because you redeemed us from the curse of the law. You purchased us with your blood and with your sacrifice on the cross. You rose from the dead, that by your stripes we are healed. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I just release your healing grace. I crush every sickness. Lord God, I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your healing power all through this room in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing your precious saints, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yep, you can be seated. Thank you, Lord. If I had a bit more time, we could just move a bit more, but that's all good. There's people here, you've never encountered Jesus before. And my story has been like, oh man, I've heard about Jesus, but I've never encountered Jesus. And something in you is like, man, I want to encounter the Lord. I only encountered the Lord like that because I wouldn't listen to anyone. That's why. Most days I pray, Lord, and then I don't hear anything. Lord, just by faith, you walk by faith, not by sight. I was in the moment of my life where I was so broken and so lost, Jesus had to come to me in that moment. But I can guarantee if someone invited me into the house of the Lord and I got to share about the love of God, I know something would have gripped my heart. If you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you, today is the day where you can give your life to the Lord or you can come back to Him. So if that is you, you want to surrender your life to the Lord and say, man, I want that peace. I want that feeling of wholeness. I want to be completely forgiven and healed. And you're in this place, or you want to come back to the Lord. You may have known the Lord and you've walked away. We want to release an invitation for you. If that is you in this place, just raise your hand right now and we're going to pray with you. Anyone in this place, you want to give your life to the Lord, don't miss this moment. Anyone, just raise your hand. Anyone in this place, just going to leave a few more moments. Is there anyone in this place, you know, I need to get my heart right with the Lord. See, anyone here, any person here, there's no one responding, but that's okay. I know the Spirit of God is breathing this morning. Anyone here, you need to get your life right with the Lord, or you need to come back to the Lord. There's someone down there. Praise the Lord. And not only this, you want more of God. Something in you has stirred up from what I'm speaking about, and you're like, man, there's so much more. I want to be used by God. I want more of God. I can tell you testimony after testimony of supernatural breakthrough, of healings, of miracles, of God moving, God touching lives, God transforming lives, God touching witches and warlocks and all these things. And it's so fun. It's so cool to get to go on adventures with the Lord and being in another area and having all the warlocks outside your door waiting for you because they can see you in the spirit. But guess what? We can see them in the spirit. And then you have a showdown. It's exciting. I love it. It's like the life of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And we get people in our church. Oh, pastor, there's a witch over there. Praise the Lord. Hug them. Love them. Bring them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you're in here and you're involved in the cult, come to Jesus. Honestly, come to Jesus. So you want more of God? Raise your hand. If you want to be used by the Lord. Okay, if that's you, stand up. Hallelujah. I cannot tell you the fire and the passion and the zeal that's in my spirit to serve the Lord. I'm going to tell you, honestly, I was down in our Urupa at my marae, and I went for a run down there, and I just was led to go in there, and I seen the graves of my tupuna and my grandfathers, and I said, Lord Jesus, do not let me be buried in this ground until I fulfill the destiny that you've called me to. For when I come home, I want to hear the words, well done. I said, please, Holy Spirit, burn in me like a fire. Let every day be for your glory. Let every breath be for your glory. I pray that when I come home, that Lord, I will affect the next generation and the generation below me. There was just a burden in me. There was a burden to be used by the Lord. And over you here, many of you come from great people, great lineage, a great prophecy has been spoken over your life and down your bloodline. You've had grandparents that have prayed for you and you're an offshoot of their prayers and many of you here. But I want to tell you, there is more of Jesus. There is so much more. There is more of God. And if I could tell you the reason why I have this urgency, most nights I'm having dreams about the end times of what is coming upon the earth. What Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, what's talked about in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14. I'm seeing most nights I'm getting visited by the Spirit of the living God. And I say, Lord, if this happens, the church is not ready, Lord God. If what I've seen in the Spirit is coming, then the church is not ready. But the Lord, by His Spirit, will get us ready in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, lift your hands to the Lord. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I humble my heart before you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have your way, Lord, in me and through me. Let your Holy Spirit burn like a fire in me. Open new doors, Lord, that you can use me for your glory. I humble my heart before you. Romans 12, I offer my body as a living sacrifice. This is my act of worship, pleasing unto you. May I go where you want me to go. May I say what you want me to say. May I do what you want me to do. Jesus, you died on the cross. You rose from the dead. You are my Lord. You're the Lord over my family. You are the Lord over this nation. Jesus Christ, you are Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. Everyone stay standing. Just lift your hands. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I just loosen over this room. Lord God, and I activate right now the fire of your presence. Lord, I loosen breakthrough. I loosen anointing. I loosen right now, Lord God, divine appointments and strategies. Those who have business, I just bless in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, Lord, you're looking for resources. Lord, you're looking for places, storehouses where you can fund, Lord God, where you can release kingdom initiative and where you can release families to come in to be provided for. So in the name of Jesus, I release breakthrough, Lord God, over every person, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of your spirit get upon every person, where they be passionate, zealous for you, sold out for you, loving on you with all of their heart, all of their mind. Break our hearts for what breaks your heart so that we may go to the lost at all costs. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's message. We hope and pray that it's been most helpful. If you are keen to find out a little bit more about us as a church whānau, or you'd like to touch base, then you can go to coast.org.nz, and there you'll find information about our in-person services, online services, various resources and activities. Enjoy the day and be blessed.